Former Leitrim star Emma Mulligan, Emma, you're up on duty today. Fascinated to get a neutral's perspective on that game of two halves.
Yeah, a game of two halves. Obviously coming up to expectancy, probably was Donegal maybe to win it, shade it maybe by 5 or 6 points. You know, sticky pitch there today, obviously to even things up. But yeah, Fermanagh were worth their value in the first half. You know, it was they went down a point down at half time, came back and started second half and evened it up. But you know, they were very poor in the second half. And listen, when Donegal got that goal from Abuel lobbing the keeper, you know, conditions, you know, Fermanagh were pushing very high up there in that Donegal team, and their keeper was kind of playing as a quarterback, and there was always the possibility if you lose possession that that goal was on. And you know, hats off to Will. There's a lot of players who wouldn't take that on. They wouldn't have, you know, the leader OG is,
I think,
the man.
You would have fancied it yourself.
I would have fancied myself, but you know, it's only during the week. I think it was a Sigerson game last week, and I seen a lad that wouldn't take it on, and it's just question, why wouldn't you? You know, and fairness to Will, it paid off, and you know, he'd return a 2-3 today, I think it was, which was a remarkable return of wing back.
Brilliant to see. You said first half was sticky. Fermanagh were pushing up on the kick out, making life difficult. You know, Kieran Donnelly, a good coach, Fermanagh are an upward curve. You know, you look at the second half, it was phenomenal. It was 2-10 to 3 points outscored. Fermanagh just seemed to run out of steam. Taking that away from Donegal's performance, were you surprised the way they wilted?
Yeah, a wee bit, John. They had a couple of opportunities after the Donegal goal here, one or two bad wides from inside the 20-yard line, and just that lack of composure. I think that goal inevitably killed the game, and the heads just dropped for Fermanagh. As you said, you know, they put so much work into that 36, 37 minutes, and then when the goal came in, you know, they look up at the scoreboard and they're 5 or 6 points down. And as you said, there's a lot of experience still in that Donegal team. Like Paddy McBearty didn't really score all by from play, but he got on a lot of ball, won a lot of ball out in front, brought other players into play. You know, they actually did a reasonable job on Gallen as well from play. But overall, as you said, that 2-3 from Abuel, you know, runners coming there, young lad there, centre forward, Doherty. You know, there's just good energy, Paddy Morgan. But overall, Donegal are happy. You know, to come out here, as you said, after winning that second half by, what was there, 2-10 to 3 points. Do you know, you're talking 13 points is a huge, you know. But I think Donegal are looking to get promoted here in this division. Fermanagh are looking to stay in it. You know, if Fermanagh could pick up another win along the way, could possibly keep them safe. And you know, Donegal Armagh next weekend is the big one. You know, could potentially be the League 2 final as well, you know. So yeah, listen, I think McGuinness will be happy. Everybody in Donegal is happy. People are back watching games.
You're nearly a Donegal man yourself, of course. You're on the border.
I was never nearly to Venny. I am a Donegal man.
I am. Last question. As an overview of what you're seeing, you're covering games here there. Is it basically everyone you've seen it today is playing the same type of system, and it comes down then to really the quality you have, and you've seen between probably an extra bit of fitness, a bit of quality today, eventually it was going to come through for Donegal?
Yeah, you summed it up there. I think if you're a well-organised team, you're always going to be competitive for periods of the game. But inevitably, I think when it comes to a 70-minute game, as you said, the fitter the team of the better quality is going to come through. And you've seen that in the first half. Fermanagh are well organised, and when we say well organised, they're getting the men, they're covering off the D area, they're covering off the scoring zones. But inevitably, then when the players come to the fore, you know, the cream comes to the crop, or should I say, whatever. Like second half, you know, Donegal had that extra bit of class, and it just showed. And in terms of fitness levels, you know, there was a lot of talk on Donegal. Obviously, they're back doing a lot of hard training, and that it did show in the end. And you know, they are coming down from Division 1, but they were definitely just that step ahead today.